What?
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
FM CITR here in Vancouver. UBC Campus Radio is what you're listening to, and at the top of the hour, it's time for Stereoscopic Readout, your source for psych, garage, freak beat, acid punk, folk rock, prog, and other socially and musically relevant artifacts from 1965 to today with me, your host, Darren, and I think for the first time in about a month, this is live. I'm here right now. This is not my pre-recorded disembodied voice speaking to you. I'm actually in the studio. I got off work at a timely hour today, although that didn't mean it was my commute in here was fraught with tension trying to beat the clock, and I ended up working 10 hours anyway. So work is lots of it, and I'm here giving you an in-person, an intimate live broadcast just for you. Yeah, you know who you are. I started the show off today with The Collectors, Vancouver's Collectors, from their eponymous debut album in 1968. Probably the standout track. It's the one you may be most familiar with, Lydia Purple. I just love the harmonies in that. I mean, they're divine. What do we have today? Well, last week, as you probably remember on the pre-recorded show, I gave you a wee feature on a Detroit band called Outrageous Cherry, who are current, and stuff from their 2003 release, Supernatural Equinox. In as much as they are a band heavily influenced by the sounds from the 60s, I'm going to do that again today. I'm going to take it a little less literally, and it's going to be spread over a few more years than that, but we're going to be looking at my favorite or second favorite Vancouver band of all time. I can't really decide, because Collectors are, they're up there, and I would say they're my favorite, but Bossa Nova gives them a run for their money. And if you're not familiar with Bossa Nova, or if you're only familiar with some of their later stuff, or the EP that they released in about 1998-1999, we're going to be listening to some slightly earlier and slightly later stuff by them. But first, let's get to some Tim Buckley, because autumn is on the horizon and I'm feeling acoustic, well, in a way. Yeah, no, this is not the full-on autumn episode. That will probably be next week when I play something like Autumn Stone by the Small Faces. But for the time being, here is some folk rock from his Goodbye and Hello album, released 67. I'm pretty sure it was 1967. Goodbye and Hello, this is Pleasant Street by Tim Buckley.
Remember what to say, you don't remember what to do, you don't remember where to go, you don't remember what to choose, you weep, you steal, you feel, you need down, down. Lover,
humans care for what can be done for yourself.
Promoting their latest album in the ever-expanding universe, the Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Canadian band The Most Serene Republic with Seattle's Grand Archives. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, September 26th. Doors at 7, show at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now.
the Charlatans from San Francisco. That is recorded in 1966, that or 65 possibly. Actually, I should check the liner notes of that album The Amazing Charlatans put out on Big Beat Records. It's kind of like, it was pretty much their first appearance on a proper release album length recording in their career, because they were pretty royally effed over by Kama Sutra Records when they signed with them. Charlatans, obviously not to be confused with the Manchester band of the same name whom we know in North America as the Charlatans UK. Alabama Bound was the song you heard. That was one of the two that's on, versions of that song that's on this album, and one of the three that I know of by them. There could be more, I don't know. Also, maybe somebody can confirm with me whether or not that is in fact a Jelly Roll Morton song. They list it as traditional here, but I heard somewhere it is a Jelly Roll Morton song, or maybe it's a traditional song that he popularized. I'm not entirely sure. As I am live in the studio for once today, you can phone me and pester me at will. No, 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 don't do that. Well, what can I say? Before that, started off with Tim Buckley from his 67 album, Hello and Goodbye, or Goodbye and Hello. Yes, Goodbye and Hello. Pleasant Street, and then the Folklords from somewhere in Canada. We don't know where. If I were a betting man, I'd say Northern Ontario, because they seem to have been signed to the same record label as Plastic Cloud, who came from Northridge. North Bay? No, not North Bay. North Bay? Possibly North Bay. Jennifer Lee is what you heard. And coming into PSA time at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get to some stuff that sounds like it's got a lot of sitars on it. This one being Traffic's big hit from the latter half of 1967, Hole in My Shoe.
Yeah. Get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimovic.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Oh.
The Grateful Dead. Yes, that's them. Here on 101.9 FM CITR, that was The Dead from Oxymoxoa. You heard What's Become of the Baby, and you know, Sean, sorry about that. You should have told me you were going to be listening while eating dinner before I put The Dead on. But hopefully you could admit to liking that, or at least not hating it. Where am I now on this thing? Yes, started that off with Traffic. Their second single, surprisingly a bigger hit in 1967 than Paper Sun was, seeing as Paper Sun seems to have stood the test of time a little bit better. But Hole in My Shoe, actually lampooned by Nigel Planer, who played Neil the Hippie on TV's The Young Ones, British TV's series The Young Ones. In 85, he ended up on Top of the Pops with that one, doing a cover of that. And apparently during the opening chords of the songs, because I think Paul Weller was on Top of the Pops that night too, he was basically telling Paul Weller to listen to the lyrics, man. And then wedged in the middle, something really, really nice that I discovered recently. Not that like I'm the first person ever to hear it, but I finally got around to listening to Billy Nichols. And if you don't know who he is, he was a kind of a staff songwriter for Immediate Records, that being Andrew Lou Goldham's imprint, short-lived imprint, which had some pretty big names though, like P.P. Arnold, Small Faces, The Nice, etc. He commissioned Billy to write a riposte to the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album. He came out with an album called Would You Believe in 1968. You heard Feeling Easy off that. Unfortunately, the album only had like a couple hundred pressed as promotional copies, and then due to financial difficulties that the label was continually in, they shelved the project and didn't see the light of day again until the 90s when Nichols released it on his by himself, actually. I don't know if he's basically the guy behind Southwest Records, but you can go to www.nichols, that's nichols.co.uk, and check that out. It's really good. These Small Faces naturally back him on the title track. There's a bunch of other names in this one too, which if it's kind of like a who's who of session musicians in the 60s. Small Faces appear. Backing vocals, there's a band called Warm Sounds, who you might be familiar with. They had a 7-minute or 6-minute single released late in the 60s called Night Is a Comin', Smeta Mergati. They back him up on that. Where are we at here? Yeah, Big Jim Sullivan on electric and acoustic guitar. If that name does not sound familiar, it's because it shouldn't really. But there was a period when there were the two Jims as far as session guitarists went in Britain, Big Jim Sullivan and Little Jim Page. And we all know what Jimmy Page went on to do. Big Jim Sullivan working on this album. Caleb Quay on piano. Caleb Quay being name-checked as a relative of Finley Quay when Finley Quay came out with that Sunday Shining album in the late 90s. And Caleb was very quick to point out that he had absolutely no idea who Finley Quay was. Jerry Shirley on did some drumming on this, and Jerry Shirley later appeared drumming live for Syd Barrett during one of his shows with, I'm trying to think if he was, no, that was Twink and Jack Monk. He did a show with David Gilmour and Syd Barrett, I think in 69 at the Royal Albert Hall, or could have been 1970. Nicky Hopkins, I mean, he's all over the place in terms of the 60s. Best or most closely associated with the Rolling Stones, but he also appears on the Jeff Beck album Truth. John Paul Jones on bass, that guy needs no introduction. And engineered by Glyn Johns. Glyn Johns, who would go on to engineer all kinds of stuff, cutting his teeth with the Beatles and then moving on to Led Zeppelin. And where are we at here? Denny Gerard, that's a name. Okay, that can't be the same guy. Anyway, and Steve, then the Small Faces as a band back him on the title track, Would You Believe? So there we go. As I promised to you earlier, we were going to listen to some bossa nova because, well, to my ears anyway, very 60s influence. Also very indie, very early indie, sort of like indie new wave crossover sound. I think you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it, but we're going to start off with, if you go way, way, way back before they were bossa nova, because bossa nova basically is the brainchild of Chris Storrow, latterly of Vancouver, now living in Montreal, but he pops back here on occasion. And, ooh, I have to read the list. Where am I at with this? So Bruce D's, where are we at here? Jason B. That was it, yes. Brian Weiser, or Weezer, I don't know his name exactly how to pronounce it, but he should be familiar if in the early 90s you used to read The Discorder or Terminal City. As the Weiser Storrow lineup, they were known as the Tone Burst. We're going to hear a couple of songs from them, and then we're going to go into Chris Country with stuff from their first demo tape. But first off, this is Mysterious Female Bass Player, which is an awesome name for a song, really.
Yeah.
few selections from the career of Chris Storrow, latterly of Vancouver, now of Montreal. Started off with two tracks by The Tone Bursts, a band he and Brian Weiser started in the mid-90s-ish. called The Tone... Okay, Tone Burst. You heard Mysterious Female Bass Player from their... The Tone Burst one and only release, everything on side B, Masters of Karate and Mysterious Female Bass Player. Okay, good. I can speak properly. Enunciate. On side B, written by Chris. The two tracks on side A, written by Brian. And then you heard a track called You Name It, which kind of, to me, sounds like Chris is doing, and that's from the Tiddlywinks compilation. God, that must have come out in 96 or something like that. Brian and Chris would part company, and then when Chris would put a band together featuring himself on guitar and or keyboards. Tony Colwyn on drums and Mike Bogue on bass, calling themselves Bossa Nova from their debut cassette in 1997, which I transferred to CD, which accounting for the variable quality of the recordings there. Sorry if anybody close to the band's listening. You heard 29 distinct damnations and It's an Apparition. Oh, right, yeah. Probably put the exclamation mark at the end of that. We're going to be carrying on with some more tracks from that debut cassette for Bossa Nova, and then we're going to follow with some of their subsequent releases. You are listening to Stereoscopic Readout here on 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver. And yeah, that is what we've got right now is, the very Ray Manzarek inspired My Ligia. We'll be right back. Bossa Nova from their 1997 self-titled debut cassette release. You heard part of three songs in a row from side two, starting with My Ligia. Actually, I ended up playing that song. That was on the car stereo once when I had Jeff Ridley of the United Empire Loyalists in the car taking him to an interview, and he remarked very almost immediately that keyboard solo sounded exactly like Ray Manzarek. Followed with Billy Van Returns to Collingwood, and then that last track you heard was Echo Is My Name, which was kind of re-recorded. It had some keyboards dubbed over it and the vocals redone for the Vancouver Special compilation, which was put out by I think it was Mint Records. It was certainly revolving around the heyday of the Good Jacket down at Main and Kingsway. Anyway, we are going to be getting to some more Bossa Nova from their 1997 EP, actually. On CD, they released a 5-song EP. Make sure I got that right, yes. And going to get to something from their latest album, which came out in 2006. But first, we got Bleak waiting in the wings here to start Exquisite Corpse at 7:30. And that runs till 9 when Ben Lai takes over with, again, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Linus is in at 11 with Hypnotic Groove, and then at midnight, Pierce kicks off 6 hours of Oral Tentacles. And, should not have done that. What am I doing here? Crap. That's not what I want. Sorry, technical difficulties. Oh, here we go. This is a track which always makes me wonder if he named it after the John Schlesinger film. This is Saturday Night and Sunday Morning. Bossa Nova. Three tracks, two from their 1997 five-song EP, also self-titled, and their 2006 album, Hey Sugar, released on Teen Beat USA. Yeah, teenbeat.net. You can go to bossanova.ca or you can go to their MySpace site. Hey Sugar actually took a very, very long time to make, obviously. I mean, 9 years between releases. But Chris kind of, the way I understood it is that Chris was taking his time to make sure he could get good sounds. And on top of that, he was trying to make good sounds while working in his bedroom. And but he did have a number of other people, or a number of notable people other than Mike Bogue, who would eventually leave the band in 1999, and Tony Colwyn, Sean Mrazek, who's played drums for a number of bands, I think most notably that I can remember being Notes from Underground, Kurt Dahl from Limblifter, and Greg McDonald, who's played for just about every band in the city. And I mean that. He's played for every single band in the city, practically. We love you, Greg. Please don't be pissed off. But, that is a brief history of the band. Bossa Nova, you heard I'll Leave of My Heart from their most recent release. Actually ran into Chris at... Biltmore over the Christmas holidays. He was visiting from Montreal. He says there will be a new album coming out soon, and I guess by soon he means before the next 9 years are up. But anyway, gonna leave you with some Misunderstood, because I haven't played anything by them for a while. This is I Can Take You to the Sun.
I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go.